Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you want to have a trusting, loving, and honest relationship with your mother or daughter, you're in the right place. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, a Christian clinical psychologist and ordained chaplain, better known as Dr. Bessie. My co-host and I will share God's expectation of a mother and daughter relationship to help you with your healing process towards your best mother and daughter relationship according to the Word of God. So sit back with your pen and paper or recorder because we are coming after your heart.
Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, sitting in with mothers and daughters around the world. Let's see here. I have my co-host with me, Cynthia Oliver and Deborah Tyler, and we are going to share some mother and daughter information today. I think that's going to change the way you do business as mothers and daughters, you know, and I say business, and someone might say, oh, it's not a business, but yes, business strategies. It is business strategies. And so, but we're going to work on that. We'll talk about it and see how we can pull all this in together. Hello, Deborah, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning, everybody.
We've got to get past good morning. Cynthia, how are you?
I'm absolutely awesome. Thank you for asking. All is well.
All right. Well,
and good day to you ladies and audience.
Somebody, we're going to, Deborah, I said it too, so we're going to have to work on it. I tell you, it's hard. You know, 14 years of saying good morning, it just makes it difficult. But one thing about it, there's good morning somewhere. So to our audience out there that it's not morning, forgive us. Give us time to make the adjustments of being a morning show for so long. It's just ingrained at 14 years of morning shows. So I ask for forgiveness for it, and we are working on it. So, ladies, here we go again. It's the weekend. So, Deborah, how was your week? No. Let's start off with the prayer first. Deborah, who did the prayer last time? I'm not sure.
I believe it was Cynthia. I'll do it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to do your will, do your work and your way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. You know, audience out there, when God was speaking to me, and you know, we do a lot of praying, and God said the prayers become to begging and you know, disbelief, because when you ask more than one time means that you didn't believe it the first time, so you're in doubt and you ask again as if God didn't hear you the first time. He said, I heard you the first time and I answered, and the answer is yes. But we get tricked and thinking that, oh, maybe he didn't hear me, and God hasn't come. I asked him yesterday and today he still hasn't done what I asked him to do. And then we ask again. And every day it doesn't show up, we ask again. And God will show me, he said, you know, my children come to me praying. They think that they're praying, but what they're doing is begging. And when I gave them the prayer that covers all, I had my son to give them the prayer. And it's the Our Father prayer. And everything that you can imagine, anything that you want, anything that you need, is incorporated in the Our Father prayer. And so we started doing that. And that's just something, you know, mothers and daughters out there, you might want to consider. And sometimes you just don't know what to pray for. And if you think about it, if you're praying more than one time, especially that third time, it gets into begging. It gets into trying to push God into doing something that you want him to do, and I want you to do it right now. And if you're not doing it right now, you know, then, you know, maybe you don't know I'm here. You forgot about me, where, you know, Jesus said, if I ask, I shall receive. But he didn't tell you how quick it was going to be or how long it was going to be. He said, ask and you shall receive. The problem is, ladies, is that it's in the waiting. That waiting, that's why he said, don't faint. Just hold on, because if you ask me and you believe me and you know I can't lie, it's coming. So just wait on me, because I have the time. I know when I need to give it to you, and just wait, and it's coming. It will come. Trust me, I know that for a fact. So that was a lesson for me. Mothers and daughters out there, I always tell them that I am the one that's getting taught the lessons, and then I share them with mothers and daughters around the world. And I began to stop begging myself, because that was me. I was trying to make God do. I mean, I really was like, come on now, God, you know, I serve you. I'm a good person. And, you know, Lord, I was pleading the case. Don't mean a thing. As my daughter told me, Jesus was a good person and they crucified him. So, you know, we're not good. We are at the mercy of Jesus. So anyway, just wanted to let you know that. And thank you, Deborah, for doing the Our Father prayer, because it's the greatest honor that we can give God. Doesn't mean we can't talk to him. Doesn't mean we can't say what we want to say. But if you ask for something and you're asking for it more than one time, just think about it and you'll get the feeling in your spirit, oh, yeah, it is. You know, because just think if your children come to you and they ask you and you says, well, let me think about it. If you say anything other than yes, they're coming back again. And if you still don't say yes, they're coming back again until they get a yes or a no. And if they get a no, they may come back again. If they get a yes, they go on about their business because they believe you. Well, God has already said yes. Go on about your business if you believe him. So that's my little tip for today. How was your week, Deborah?
Short and easy.
All right.
I took two days off for the 4th. You know how we do Monday, Tuesday, and so in business and friends. So it was short and easy. And I tell you, I be needing it. The refresh,
know.
You know?
I know. You guys have been working very hard for the last few weeks. Grant writing is not an easy job to do. All the things that you got to put together is very stressful. Well, I'm glad you got past it. I'm glad you had some rest. Cynthia, how was your week?
I dare not complain. It was productive. Moving into our graduation for the Mother and Daughter Bible College, it's been productive and getting it done. It was a good week. Thank you. How was yours?
Yeah. Mine was good. You know, I look back at it and got through some things, some tense moments in along the way. But I just decided, you know what? No. I will not allow anything coming against me to steal my joy. And every time something would come in my mind saying, this is not happening, that's not happening, oh, you know, this is not for you. You know, the enemy comes with all this crazy stuff. No. You're not in control of me. As the kids can say, you're not the boss of me. And I would get myself, pull myself back up. And I'm talking more about the television shows. We have been invited to be on the Now Network television network, and the production of that, for the last three production, it was something wrong. There was always something tense going on. The sound wasn't right. The vision of something wasn't right. And the Holy Spirit wasn't pleased. I wasn't pleased. And finally, I said, okay, you know, sometimes you can have too many people around you. And I thought, let me just get rid of everybody and just go at this thing and do it, and just I'm gonna be the producer. And we did it yesterday, and I was so pleased. The Holy Spirit was pleased. He spoke to me as we were doing the show, and he said, this is it. So now we broke through that barrier, and I'm telling you, things started changing. when the enemy is trying to block you from achieving what God has asked you to do, he's going to put up all kinds of things. He's going to come through your children. He's going to come through your spouse, on your job, just silly stuff happening. You know, like I was putting up the ring light, and the ring light just popped. You know, just silly stuff. But I'm not going to go through a whole bunch of that. But the end results was I was pleased we ended up with a good product. So we are on track and ready to go. So it was a good week, and I treated myself to dinner. I said, okay, Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I'm going to take you all out to dinner. We went to dinner and had a good time and came back. And I even came back and did a couple more shows. So it was a good week. Ended up good. Now we're here talking to mothers and daughters around the world. Our topic today, ladies, is going to be, and I'm going to leave this as an open forum so you are open and be careful of your sound. We have a young lady that she want to know about mothers and daughters and tips. What happens, Dr. Fletcher, when I can't get to you to sit on your couch? You know, what are the tips that you can give me that would help me and my daughter to improve our relationships? So that's going to be our topic today, mother and daughter tips for their relationships. And what I want us to do, because we are the way God has put us together, we come with three different perspectives, you know, with that mother and daughter relationship. And from your own perspective, Cynthia, and your own perspective, Deborah, what tips would you give a mother? Because we can only share our own testimonies with our mother and daughter relationships. We can talk about others from a distance, but it doesn't really pan out to be anything that we really lived. So therefore, you know, we just have to focus on our own. So today I will start out in telling mothers and daughters that, you know, the tips that I would give you is a tip that most people don't want to accept. And that is when the mother is talking or the daughter is talking, and this is going to sound rude, but it's to get your attention. Shut your mouth. Whoever's on the other end listening, shut your mouth and listen. But instead of doing that, you want to talk. And the one thing that if you notice, once the person start talking, the already listening techniques start jumping into play. They say two words or three words, and you assume you know what they're going to say. Have not allowed the person to finish the statement. And that's ignorance. Because anytime, how can you answer a question and the question hasn't been asked? We're not mind readers. So mothers and daughters out there, the biggest tip I can give you is to learn to listen to each other, to love each other enough that you know that you can respect each other to hear. It's disrespectful. It really is. And we all can be held accountable for that, because I'm a fast talker and I catch myself, you know, when somebody says you just automatically want to just jump it in and answer, and we have got to do better. I'm working on it, and I'm passing the tip on to you. You think about it. If it works for you, you work on it. But that really works. And I have, and not only for our mothers and daughters, for other people in our lives. I've expressed that to mothers and daughters, and I expressed that to a young lady that was having problems with her daughter, and the daughter was coming, and she says, okay, she's going to back me in the corner. She's going to accuse me of a lot of things, and she really don't have the full truth. I said, then just shut your mouth. Don't say anything. Just let her vent. Just let her talk, and you just listen. It's a hard thing to do. But that's the greatest tip for a mother and daughter relationship is learning respect and learning boundaries and learning when to listen, because you can't answer the question properly if you're not listening. And she tried that. She said, Dr. Bessie, it was the hardest thing for me to do. But I shut my mouth and I wanted to say, no, that's not the truth. That's not what I said. That's not what happened. She said, but I did it. I shut my mouth. And when she got through bitten, see, my mother always say one link cannot rattle by itself. So if you don't add another link to it, you won't get the jingle. You won't get the sound. So just let them, and they'll play it on out. The other one that I would give you is to learn how to sit down and properly communicate. And that is when you have a problem or an issue that you want to discuss with your mother and daughter, just say that. You know what, baby? I have something I'd like to discuss with you. When is a good time that we can sit down and have a conversation? And then make that appointment. Treat it as business, like I said in the beginning. When can we make that appointment? When can we sit down and talk? And when they come, don't come with your motherly, already, I'm the mother, and because I say so attitude, because that's not going to help. The energy that you present when you all come together is the energy that you're going to work out of. So you can say, I have my mouth shut, but was your attitude right? Because you could feel the negative attitude. When you walk in the room, you could tell if somebody's talking about you. I don't care how much they say, no, we wasn't talking about you. God has built us with a mechanism inside of us that we can tell that someone is sending negative energy. So if she feels that negative energy, then automatically it's going to be a defense energy coming back at you. And then what? You're arguing again. So somebody's got to be the mother in the room. And mothers, I suggest that you be the mother. And the first thing I would suggest that you do is apologize to your daughter. When you really, truly want to improve your mother and daughter relationship, you're going to do whatever's necessary. With me, I'm not staying angry or not speaking to my daughter, not even for 5 minutes. I'll be the first one to say, you know what, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I don't mind saying I'm sorry because she's important to me. And sometimes I think I'm right. And sometimes I think I'm right and I'm just dead wrong. And I have to listen to her. She's an adult. She's not a child. And we have to take adult daughters and treat them as adults. They have children. You got grandchildren. And you're going to talk to her like she's a 5-year-old or 12-year-old. That's when you lose respect. They will lose respect for you because you raised me and you gave me what I'm supposed to have. And if you gave her the right stuff is in her. But if you didn't give her the right stuff, you're going to get back what you put in her. So if you were cussing, fussing, and acting up and not being honest, and she see that you are talking about somebody on the phone and running somebody down, and then when she start doing it, you want to kill her, but she is trained by the best. She was trained by her mother. And as we live in our ministry, Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries, God showed us, as is the mother, so is her daughter. So think about it. Because when you see her, you always see yourself. And it reminds you of who you were if you're not still that person. And then they lose respect for you because then you're being a hypocrite. You're living one way and being and acting another. You're going to church dressed up and grinning and impressing everybody and a highly favored and I'm blessed and and how you doing, sister so-and-so, and then you get in the car and start cursing before you get home. That is a tip for your mother-daughter relationship because that daughter's watching you, especially if she's a little girl. She hear you talking about Miss Jones. She hear you telling people, I can't stand Miss Jones. Every time I come in, Miss Jones kissing me on the face, and then I just gets on my nerve. And then Sunday morning, you walk in there with a 3-year-old, and she looking at you, go, hi, Miss Jones, how you doing this morning? You look so pretty. Oh, you just look so pretty. And the little girl looking at you like, well, I just heard you said yesterday you don't even like Miss Jones. You see the messages? The tip for you, mother, watch what you say, because what you say will come back. God said, my word will not return to me void. You say, well, I'm not speaking on God's word. Yes, you are. You didn't create a word. There's not a human on this earth ever created a word or anything that we experience on this earth. You didn't create it. God created it through you. And every word was created. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. So it didn't say in the beginning, you was the word. It was God. So every word, when you send it out, it goes with the energy that you send it out. And once you send it out and you send it to hurt somebody, you have evil with it, then you know what? That's what you're going to get back. it's coming right back to you, and your daughter will spew it right back to you, and then you think she's being rude, but she's only playing the part that you gave her. All right, Deborah, what tips would you have?
Wow. Good stuff as usual. I tell you, one of the things I would like to share that works for me is knowing the temperament of the moment. Like, if you know your mom go to work and she's stressed out when she comes from work, or your daughter, you know, that's not the time for you to say, hey, I got a situation I want to discuss that might not be so welcoming because of the temperament of the person. They stressed, they had a long day, they exhausted, they mentally exhausted, physically exhausted. And so knowing your timing is key when you want to talk about anything that's not happy. You know, might be you had something last night with your mom and you said, oh, I'm going to call her when she get off from work tomorrow and I'm going to let her know I ain't appreciate that. You already know when you bring in that tone that the person, sometimes the defense mechanism be to just come back at you or to be put a wall up. So knowing the time and the tone is very important. I think you touched that. The tone is very important. Because you're the mother, you know, you don't have to be like on volume 8. You know, 3 will be suffice. You know, say what you mean what you say. You don't have to say it mean. So I believe taking tone and timing is key when you want to sit down and have a conversation. And also another thing is knowing when it's time to go, knowing when it's time to hang up. If you in the presence of your mother or your daughter, which whatever you are, and you're in the presence of the other person, knowing that, okay, this is going, like you say, you and Angie, y'all say, hey, we could disagree to table this. We could table this till tomorrow when the temperature is a little more appropriate. Or we can table this till we have time to simmer down and reflect. So it's important to be able to gauge it because it might not always be the same temperature, the same time of day, the same, you know, getting off from work. It could be the weekend. It could be that she's cleaning the house and she's all worked up. She's tired. She's exhausted. That's not the time. So time, tone, and temperament is key in having conversations that are not really welcoming or pleasant conversations. On the other side of the coin, it can be that, you know, your mom not feeling well. That's a good time just to go and sit and don't say nothing. I'm here for you. Like when somebody lose a family member, sometimes all you can do to really help them is just be there in the moment. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So those are a couple of things. Just knowing your timing, you know, the tone, and the temperament.
That's good advice. Good advice. Cynthia, if you could just click one, I could bring you on. We are looking at just the little things that can make a big difference. You know, it's not that you have to go sit on a couch. You don't have to come to me and go week after week to have counseling. And, you know, I am a counselor. I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. And I tell my clients, I give you 12 weeks. But I can pretty much assure you anywhere about the fourth or fifth session, we're done because I'm anointed to help you go back and discover what the issues are. And then we deal with those issues. And then I give you your assignments and then you work on them from there. And I give you the tips that will help you. And you don't need me to help you do it, but I'm there and my phone number to call me at any time. But it's a work in progress. And all you need is just some little tips. Find out what the issue is. And once we discover that and the remedy, how to fix that, then you can take those same tips that I gave you in any situation come up. In anything, your girlfriends, your husband or wife, your kids, people you're working with, you can use the same tips every time and it works. It's universal. All right, Cynthia, what are your takes? What are your tips this morning?
You know, I just want to recap in order to bring it to a close with what I heard you guys say. Show up with intentions. Shut your mouth so you can listen. Be who you say you are and not a hypocrite in front of your kids. Deborah talked about timing and tact and tone being important and knowing when to say when. In other words, we may have to, or you guys may have to agree to disagree. And that's called practice reflective listening. And it's the hardest thing when you talk all the time. I talk all the time. And what I love about my, I don't have girls, but I have my son and I, we're so much alike when it comes to debating and sharing. And so it has been the hardest thing for me to learn to practice reflective listening. And I don't listen well. And it's nothing wrong with the way I listen. That's just how my brain is wired. So don't think that there's something wrong with me because I say I don't listen well. I don't. And I have a degree in psychology, and people tell me all the time, oh, you'll make a good therapist. No, I won't, because you have to listen to people attentively when they are sharing their woes. And so you got to know your gift. And so that's not my gift. I can talk all day, and that's why I'm an instructor, as a teacher, as opposed to a counselor. And so what is reflective listening, guys? Reflective listening involves paying special attention to the content and feelings of the other person who's expressing themselves in the moment they are sharing. It's about being emotionally available and letting the other person know that they are heard, if not even understood, because you don't understand where they're coming from, because it's based on perception. Get out of the habit of telling people I understand, because you don't understand, because you don't know how I perceive this thing. And I've had conversations with my son. We have some deep conversations when we get together, and he has just yelled at me, Mom, just listen. And in tears, he has said that to me, because I don't listen. I am thinking about what I'm going to say before he even finished the conversation. And I'm working on it. I'm not good at it, but I am determined to work on it. I've gotten a lot better. The last time we hung out, which was last month in Chicago, I was much better because I did what Dr. Fletcher told me to do. Shut my mouth. Show that you are listening. Show that you are attuned to what is being said. And you may have to eat, because my son, he will ask me, Mom, what did I just say? And if you're not listening, you're not going to be able to tell him what he just said, because you're in your head thinking about what you're going to say next. It's out of habit, guys. We just have to practice the tips that's being said here in order for us to get better at it. It's okay. But you got to be willing in order that we're going to get better. Thank you for letting me share.
Wow. That's very powerful, Cynthia. That's a big growth. That's a big growth. Wow. That's honesty right there, 100%. And I know you and Keith are just alike, but that is it. I have heard him say that. What did I just say? You know, and we're all growing, mothers and daughters out there. Don't think for a moment we're pointing the finger at you. We're just sharing our growth with you. And hopefully, I know that some of you out there can relate to this, because it's a human nature kind of thing. We just so busy about what my side of the story is, and proving my point, that we miss the whole point. It's all about love. And God said we must love each other. We must love others, our neighbors, as we love ourselves. And your daughter is your neighbor. And daughter, your mother is your neighbor. The closest person to you is your neighbor. If you're walking on the street and you pass somebody, that's your neighbor. We must love the person that's closest to us. And the enemy, the way he breaks down the family, he breaks it down through the mother and daughter relationship. Because if he can get mothers and daughters fighting, don't have to worry about the sons. They're all going to go and run. Thank you, ladies. It was a great show. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us at the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, the place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you would like to ask Dr. Bessie a question about your mother and daughter relationship, go to contact@matriarchnow.com. That's matriarchnow.com. May the Lord bless your mother and daughter relationship. Blessings.
The Mother and Daughter Roundtable is brought to you by Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. If you'd like to make a donation, visit matriarchnow.com.
All right, ladies.
Thank you for joining us at the Mother and Daughter Roundtable.
There you go. We're going to start it all over again. Mothers and daughters out there, it was a great show. We hope the tips will be a blessing to you, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Great show.
Thank you.
Hi, audience. Love you guys.
All right. Love you all. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.